So.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Subbox Podcast, episode 4. This week, we have a special guest due to some scheduling conflicts and some other sickness on my part because I'm getting over a cold and all that good stuff. We have our good friend Carly here today.
What
Hi, Carly.
Up? Hi.
So Carly is a friend of mine, me and Wilma's. We know her through some charity work that we both do together, friend of a friend. And so Carly, why don't we start off, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners?
Sure. Hi, listeners. My name is Carly. I am 28 years young. I live in New York City on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and I work in sales. I grew up in Connecticut and not far from here.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Did not know that. Yeah, about an hour away.
Somehow I pictured Canada.
Somehow you pictured Canada. Terrifying, like, but no.
Well, you seemed a lot very Robin Scherbatsky to
Robin Scherbatsky. Yeah, I actually recently was on vacation and we met a ton of Canadians, so I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Where did you go on vacation?
We were in Turks and Caicos, which was outrageous.
That's a country?
So it's an island. It's in the British West Indies. I had to Google map it long after we booked the trip. But I went to kayak and found the most the cheapest, most extreme heat direct flight I could find. And so
to get away from this cold, it's
to get away.
Today.
I know it
snowed
today.
Today.
I know it's not right.
It's
really not
April.
It's really not right. Something's not okay wrong with this. But yeah,
global
warming is real. Yeah. And Turks and Caicos is real, which was a blast. We had a great time. The weather was outrageous. It looks like a screensaver. It's just clear blue water and white sand, and
that's awesome.
We had a ball. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, welcome. Thanks for agreeing to do this. Yeah. Wilma is currently in Boston this weekend doing her actressy thing. Something. There's something about a wedding as well. She'll fill it in when
nuptials.
She gets back.
Mm-hmm.
She's not getting married. Let's panic here.
No.
So we asked Carly to fill in and
filling in.
And when we were discussing the question that we were going to discuss this week, it was brought up about when I first. So we're going to talk about gaydar this week.
Gaydar.
That's the theme song for gaydar.
Gaydar.
And how I have a very big lack of gaydar, especially when it comes to women.
Yeah.
That may be because I just don't. Maybe that's because I just really hoping that they're not all lesbians.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So.
Amen.
The reason we brought this up is because when I – oh, no. I got to turn that off.
That's okay. ESPN updates.
All right. Here
Kentucky.
It's Yankees, but it's okay. when I first met Carly, you identify yourself as not straight.
Yeah. What a lame way to describe yourself.
I wanted to ask you. Let's just get that out of the way.
Sure.
Because I've heard you say that a couple times, and I've heard you correct people when they say gay.
Yeah. That's so – that makes me sound super like a pain in the neck. But it is something, I guess, that I feel pretty strongly about. I'm in a relationship with a woman who is great and I love very much, and we live together. It's been over 3 years, and she's very special to me. And it's we're really, really great. We have such a good time together, and it's really easy, and we're best friends. So that's pretty gay for sure. But historically I've had relationships with men and women. So bisexual, I guess, is technically the term if you have to make it, check something off at the doctor's office. But it's ideally.
Does that on a form at a doctor's office?
I mean, it's my existence going to the OBGYN and then being so are you sexually active? And I'm well, I'm going to kill myself after talking to this 65-year-old man about my sex life.
Well, feel like Poindexter's your doctor. Well,
I know. Are you sexually active? And I'm with anyone else or by myself? No, it's pretty embarrassing. But
is that a strict OBGYN question? Because that's why I've never seen it on a doctor's.
I think that, the funny thing is that I certainly have grown up and I feel that we sort of live in this binary society where it's certainly hetero is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's straight until proven gay. So at least for me, my gaydar. I would also identify as having poor gaydar, just FYI.
Okay.
So this will be a really interesting hour, but, I think that in a heteronormative society where the standard and practice is to be like a man and a woman, that, you know, you don't leave much room for something outside of that. It's basically, it's like there isn't much gray in that, you know, in that equation. So, you know, my girlfriend also has had relationships with men and women, and and I think that we both kind of struggle with the term bisexual because it just, I don't know, I associate it with some things that, like, I don't feel like, I don't know, like the Tila Tequila, like, is the first thing that comes to mind when I think of bisexuality.
She's not even a person, though.
I know, like, I know.
I'm pretty sure at this point she's just a shot of Jose Cuervo walking around talking.
You're talking to, like, a white girl from Connecticut, so, like, America, be warned that these are some pretty, like, sheltered, you know, thoughts.
Well,
but,
I mean, and I've heard that before about bisexuality. Yeah. Like, it's interesting. Because, honestly, like, I think it's such a weird term because I personally believe that it's not so black and white.
Agreed.
It's a spectrum.
Sure.
I think that you can fall extremely on a spectrum.
Sure.
But that's that. Who's to say that, like, you know, I mean, that, like, gotta get in that corner there.
Well, that's, I guess, the beauty of living in a place like New York City and, like, you know, being in an urban area and an environment where, you know, there are a lot of different people and types of relationships that can open up your eyes to that. I certainly grew up in a place that was very heteronormative. And there really wasn't, it was a very homogenous place. And so, you know, whether it was, you know, white people or straight people, you know, it was like pretty much that was what was, like, going on. So, you know, I'm a big believer in, like, you really only know what you know, and whatever you're exposed to is certainly, you know, your reality. And so, anyway, so I guess, you know, yes, I am, for me, I feel like saying you're gay or saying that you're a lesbian implies that you are, like, 100% one thing or the other, which I don't even necessarily think is the case, but just in my own heart of hearts, that's sort of how I think I identify with, like you said, sort of like putting people in a corner. It's like, I don't really want to be put in a corner. So I guess that's why I sort of have, like, a rebuttal when somebody tries to, I mean, it's just convenient. Yeah. It's,
well, and
it's
honestly,
easy.
But to be honest with you, the couple of times I've seen you do it and you've done it with me before, it's never been like, how no one puts Carly in a corner.
No, I mean,
like,
I try not to be, like combative
no,
about
you're
it. I try to be more, like informative.
I've never done it, which is fine. And, and honestly, I've never seen anybody be like, okay, crazy. Like, let's take a bit. But it's great. So, so now that that's out of the way, Carly identifies herself as Muppet.
Yeah, exactly. Muppet.
You got to give it a cool name.
You know, it's so funny. We've been trying to figure out a cool name because, like, the word lesbian, I don't know, like, who came up with that, but that was, like, pretty whack, you know, like, not my favorite.
Isn't it from the island of Lesbos?
Oh, my God. You're so versed in history. I really should have thought of that. I just put that together.
That's exactly why it is. It's a Greek. It's from.
So were there
Greek.
A lot of gay chicks on Lesbos?
I don't know it. All right, but I do know that the term lesbian comes from the
sounds
Greek.
Like a great.
It comes from
island.
Greek origins.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a Google search Lesbos by myself.
You know, I got offered. My grandmother passed away in November.
Oh, Chris.
It's fine.
I'm sorry about your grandmother.
It's thank you. I love, like, you know, the woman was 87 years old, lived a fantastically
long. Sounds like a pretty good run.
Great life.
Yeah.
Like, was, I'm pretty sure was going to outlive cockroaches.
Sure. Wow. Okay.
Woman was tough.
Yeah.
But, gardened every day.
Wow.
And in the last 3 years of her life, she broke her, like, ankle, hip, and back.
Wow. The trifecta.
Yeah. Never owned a mop.
No.
Cleaned her floors under hands and knees.
What?
Crazy. She's from Hungary. Like,
whoa.
Great Depression. Was in Berlin when the Americans bombed Berlin. Like,
whoa.
Intense life. But anyways, all that to say, my mom.
Someone should have gotten her a mop.
You tried.
Okay. Just FYI.
No, trust me. Yeah.
Hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, of course we bought her a mop. And I'm not like, oh, you know what? You're right. We should have bought her a mop. So my mom's cleaning out her house right now, and she was like, do you want grandma's encyclopedias? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And
Britannica's.
They're from, like, 1956.
But could be interesting reading material.
Could be. I mean, the world has not changed a lot since 1956.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't know why we went down that tangent.
No, I actually love old books. So that's probably why you brought that up.
I could text her if you want them.
Yeah, I probably do. I could unload them off of her. I love books.
You
seriously.
Want a set of 1956 Britannica?
It serves two purposes. I have a little bit of an interest in like old, this I can't even really describe it, like antique prints, like okay. old books, like yeah. of just like old.
You and my mom would get it all.
Really? Okay, great. Well, maybe we should get together with encyclopedias, but
sure.
Anyway, yeah, I like will sort of like get on this kick where I'll like buy a bunch of them on eBay, and then I'm like, I have no idea where any of these are gonna go, and that was like a waste, but whatever. Yeah, story of my life.
I'm just picking, your girlfriend like, don't get the encyclopedias.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, cool, that's exactly what we need. I know. One time I accidentally, I had like a fat finger mistake, and I bid $30 instead of $3 on this like print of like insects from like, you know, an old encyclopedia. Uh-huh. And it like really made that guy's day. But I tried to like say, you know, hey, you know, it was a mistake. And he was just like, no dice, you know, which I mean, to his, you know, it really was my mistake. So I kind of ate $30 on a insect print, but you know,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Hey, you have an insect print.
It happens. It happens.
Anyway, all right. So let's get back to our topic here. Yeah, so, okay. Homo so stuff.
Yep.
So here,
homo things.
That's the title. Homo
things. Homo things. Yeah.
Yeah. Homo things and all things. So, okay. So the thing about gaydar that, so we both are self-described bad gaydar.
Sure.
So what is it?
Yeah. Oh like, my God.
What
how long do you
think
have?
It is? No, no. I mean, what like,
oh my God,
what
totally.
Is it that you see that you're like gay?
Well, that's the thing that I think
not
is
straight.
That's so interesting. I think it's so interesting for men and for women. It's so different. And I think a lot has to do with like mannerisms for me, like that I perceive. So like I don't typically like look at like I don't look in like a magazine and see like a picture, like a photograph of somebody. And I'm like, wow, that person's gay, unless maybe they're dressed in a certain way that I'm like, wow, that looks really gay.
Yeah.
But for me, like the way that somebody is like walking and like talking, which makes me sound like super judgmental, would be indicative of yeah. And hands yeah. are a big gay qualifier. Yeah.
Now, and we should I would like to primer all of this.
Yeah, these are just opinions.
Literally do not care if
yeah.
you're gay or not.
Totally love
like,
it.
Like I think
living it.
I have a lot of gay friends.
Sure.
I have a lot of people in my life that are
all my friends are gay.
Like yeah,
that's the qualifier, right?
No,
yeah, my parents are gay.
My mom's gay.
My mom's a homo. No,
no
yeah,
no,
I mean, I'm living it.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
gay. I'm gaying it up. So
cool.
Disclaimer.
I'm
yeah,
not.
No, I mean, love yeah. that too.
Yeah, I think it's funny though.
Hetero things.
You know what's great about the whole gaydar thing is that if you looked at my statistics on paper, I probably would one would think.
Why? What are your stats on
okay,
paper?
So,
Jesus.
So here's the thing. So if you just get to know me and you go, oh, cool, like. Oh, like, hey, my name's Chris. Nice to meet you. Great. What do you do? Oh, I do musical theater.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's probably pretty gay. Typically.
Typically, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I went to college for musical theater. Oh, okay.
But
what,
also,
what'd
like...
What did you do for fun as a kid? Sang in the Albuquerque Boy Choir.
Oh, my
oh,
God.
Okay.
Stop.
Like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing. A, I need a t-shirt from the Albuquerque Boy Choir.
I'm sure I have an old one.
And B, like, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But also... Your ratio mm-hmm. for like banging chicks was probably great because
sure.
like 90% of the dudes are gay.
Well, you one would think, but you also have to remember that like at that time,
yeah.
like I was like not in like a like bangable.
Totally. Bangable place.
Place, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, who is really? I haven't showered. So, you know. I'm just trying to make
I
you
mean,
feel better.
I mean, this was like 10 years ago.
Sure,
but,
sure. What do you like to sing? What does the boys' choir sing? Is it like
we sing a bunch of stuff?
Is it like is it religious or is it?
No, I mean, we sing some
current.
We sing some secular, some non-secular stuff.
Secular, so. Non-secular.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
I could go for a Albuquerque Boys Choir song whenever
you want. I might have a recording somewhere.
Okay, great. Whatever.
I did not know
right
that was going to tip
now
you up. I'm not going to sing anything from a boy choir for you.
A one and a two and a three.
Only if you sing too, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it'll be like Kristen Wiig and Fred Armisen on
oh
SNL.
My God, it'd be so great.
You lead and I'll follow. I'm great at harmonizing.
No, I
said
mean,
no one.
I actually love doing it, though. I got to travel the world because of it.
What?
I got to go to Australia with
stop
them.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got to sing with some of the best choirs in the world.
So cool.
Yeah.
I'm a big choir fan.
Cool.
Huge fan.
Yeah, I liked it a lot when I was, you know.
Music's great, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've always...
There's nothing gay
even,
about music.
No. And honestly, like, to be honest with you, this whole thing of, like, only gay men do musical
sure.
theater has become such a non-thing
yeah.
anymore. Like, there are more straight men in musical theater now than
totally.
There ever were.
And especially, like, I mean, how do you think actors develop? Like, you know, like, Bradley Cooper wasn't in some sort of a musical theater workshop, and, like, nobody picked on him, and now he's, like, one of the most, you know,
yeah.
famous actors and, like, hottest straight men in the world. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
you know? So
I'm coming for you, Bradley.
I know, Bradley. I mean, yeah, you're coming up behind him. I mean, not like that. You know, you're coming up like you're going to take him down.
Yeah, well, I just want to be the one of the sexiest men alive.
Anyway, good thing this is running time. Yeah. Anyway, well, yeah, I think that's like a really good indication of the fact that you can't necessarily just judging books by its covers, even if they're encyclopedias from the 50s.
Yeah. Good callback. It's happened to me quite a bit, though, where people are like, wait, you're not gay? And I'm no.
Well, you're really nice, which I feel like is, you know, like maybe people are like, oh, this guy must be like, seems to have genuine intentions, which like I feel like is not like huge.
That's not a bro-y thing.
Yeah, it's like a bro to bro out is not necessarily like sensitive.
That, you know, and that's one of the things that kind of gets me about this whole gaydar thing is that like I feel like that people go, oh, must be gay,
sure,
because they're not that stereotypical dude.
Totally, and who wants to be that anyway? Ooh,
I mean,
I know,
sure,
but like it's pretty.
But that's funny because I have those dude moments.
I know,
too.
Totally. Like, well, that's a great point. Is like to be a whole person, one would hope that you're not so one-dimensional that you just have like one note that you just keep hitting over and over, which is like bro, you know, and that you can have moments where you like want to sing to Glee and then like moments that you want to like watch the NFL. Okay, bad example, but you know what I mean. I mean, sometimes you just want to sing in the shower and sometimes you want to like whatever, eat wings, like, you know, at the same time wings in the shower. Yeah, I mean, personally, that sounds great.
There's nothing like a good shower wing.
Shower wing. The trouble with eating in the shower is that it's wet, you know, because you can't
eat. So if you do like a nice like soup or something.
Soup in the shower would be great because if you spill, it's just like it washed right off. Yeah, exactly. Goes down the drain.
Things that are like, but like that's why wings are so great.
So great. You can wash your hands immediately. Amazing.
You know,
I just had these ribs this week from this place. Pig Heaven?
Oh my God. I was supposed to go on Thursday. But
yeah,
it
for Abe's thing. It was.
First of all,
Pig Heaven?
No, my place is much
fine.
I've actually never been to Pig Heaven.
Really, I hadn't either, but I really, you know, I took people's advice because when I like, you know, I'm that girl. Yeah. Well, when I go to the restaurants and I'm like, why don't we use some jazz? You know, like every white chick on the Upper East Side. And so they were like, you know, the ribs are really banging. And I was like, all right, well, you know, it went in Rome, but this is obviously a Chinese restaurant. So like,
it's a Chinese restaurant?
Yeah. That's the other mind fuck of the whole thing is that it's called Pig Heaven.
I thought it was a barbecue place.
The whole time I was like, where's the pig?
Seriously,
at?
Literally they were talking about, oh, Pig Heaven, Pig Heaven, spare ribs.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it must be a barbecue joint.
Totally.
But then I was feeling horrible, so I didn't go.
Yeah. Well, it was fun. It was nice. But the ramp up was to get in on the spare rib situation, and it was really, really good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like there's like no way to eat ribs without just like getting after it, you know, just having like a real full on rib experience, you know, like a rib experience. And it's like all of your face, all of your hands, like the Chinese waitress is giving me like wet nap after wet nap. I'm like, I get it. Like, trust me.
I look like what's from The Sandlot? The guy,
yes. Oh my god. The fat kid.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Porkman.
Porkman. I feel like Porkman a lot, to be honest. But I love The Sandlot. Great movie.
I got drunk with a guy who played Squints.
No way! Yeah. That's amazing.
It was. I had a freak out moment.
Wait, Squints with the long brim, or is Squints the one that got drowned
glasses,
in the pool?
Yeah.
Oh my god, he was the best. Oh my god, Wendy Peppercorn smoking.
Yeah.
Definitely straight, Wendy Peppercorn.
Of course.
Speaking of gaydar,
yeah.
I thought that Smalls could have been a little gay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he became the announcer. That hat.
Yeah,
that
totally.
Weird
that hat
that he kept.
Right, like get
he
a new wore hat
at the end
like,
of the
get,
movie. I was like, dude, come on.
Another not gay guy, Benny Rodriguez. Benny Rodriguez. I have had a crush on
for Benny the Jet, of course.
15 years. Yep.
Yeah, but
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
That mustache at the end.
Yeah, Smalls is totally in love with Benny.
And you know what? And Benny was
like,
a little in love with Smalls too.
I know. He was sort of like
thumbs up.
Totally, big thumbs up.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I think it's okay for bros to like kind
of
crush on each other in a way that they're like, it's like a, you know, like a big brother or like role model or like someone you aspire to be like, sort of your hero, and maybe, you know, like you take him under your wing and you know whatever. I don't think they're really like. you know, whatever, yeah. like making out. But I think that there are more relationships that are not binary, that are not necessarily, you know, hugely visible in the media landscape. And that, I think, is a challenge for people that aren't binary to know, oh, this is cool. Like, you, this is all right. All right, cool. Thanks.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. Even in, like, the last 10 years, just, like, because honestly, even coming up with this whole thing of gaydar, like, it was a term I hadn't even thought about
for
like a few years, because it's not even a thing anymore.
Totally. Oh, it's like, so lame. It's like so outdated. It gaydar is like, oh my God.
And I think about, like, I rewatching Friends, like we all are, on Netflix, and how homophobic was that
show?
Oh
my God, amazing. Such a great show, but so homophobic.
I mean, like,
outrageous. Totally.
Like, I was just like, whoa. Like, they're talking about, like, there's that whole episode where Ross and Joey want to nap together.
Totally.
And like, oh, you can't nap together.
Totally.
And I was just like, whoa, calm down, guys.
Totally.
Like,
speaking of Friends, one of my friends from college is out in LA, and she was telling me that she recently was like kind of seeing Chandler, Matthew Perry. And I was like, wow, like drops the mic. Like Chandler, oh my God.
Well,
definitely my number one. Besides Jennifer Aniston.
I've been told I'm kind of like Chandler.
Oh my God. So, yeah. Everybody wants to be Chandler, and they're always Ross. You know, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Ross.
We actually talked about this on an earlier episode.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
No, that's fine.
Move away.
No. But, like, me and Wilma determined that I'm a perfect mixture of Ted Mosby and Chandler.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Ted Mosby. Okay. No, I was much more invested in.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother is great.
Yeah, it is a great show. I am a big fan of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which I think is Jason Segel's greatest work.
His opus.
His Deer Hunter. It is really his Deer Hunter. Thank you. That is actually a movie that my family watches, like, as a family. No, that would be pretty fucked up. But it is pretty fucked up that we watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall as a family, because it does have frontal male nudity.
I would expect nothing less knowing you, girl.
Yeah, it's really like a family favorite. It's like that comes on after people get a little buzzed after It's a Wonderful Life. You know, it's like we do that, or To Kill a Mockingbird, and then Forgetting Sarah Marshall for like a nightcap before, you know, the wheels start to fall
get
off.
Them all down.
Yeah.
Bring on up.
So
we have not talked about our topic.
Sorry.
No, it's topic, really fine. No, it's just a conversation.
It's great.
Really cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's all things gay. I think we should just make this all things gay. And
all things gay. I mean,
instead of the gaydar thing.
I think you're right. Yeah. Because the gaydar thing, it kind of makes it seem like a witch hunt. It kind of makes it seem like I'm trying to like out, or some people are trying to be outed. And honestly, like, I think that that's the problem is that it's like, it shouldn't be like an announcement, because like, if things weren't so binary and heteronormative, you wouldn't have to have gaydar. You would just be. You would just like be able to exist. And, you know, like my sister is like 9 years younger than me, and she's my best friend, and she's a sophomore in college. And she's much more, I mean, she's like, I just feel like kids younger and younger are so much more accepting and just like open minded than I ever was when I was her age. And she says stuff like, she's like, why do I have to assume anyone's straight? You know, it's kind of like there shouldn't be an assumption. Like, I went to a party with her recently, went up to visit her at school, and I was like, oh, is that kid gay? Based on, you know, a couple of my gaydar bleeps on my gaydar radar. And I was like, wow, like, this kid seems pretty gay. And she was like, yeah, I think so, but like why do you have to,
why
are you asking? You know, like, why do you have to assume? It's like who gives a shit?
And then that's when you got to be like, what's your sister's name?
Riley.
Like, Riley, we come from a different, more complicated time.
Totally.
It is amazing to me to think that, like, I graduated college like 6 years ago.
Yep.
So
long ago.
Sorry, I think I just had a heart attack.
No, I know. My 5-year reunion was like a pretty sad.
No, I didn't. I don't care.
Whatever.
But I just had my 10-year high school reunion.
Really?
Anyways,
me too.
Yeah.
It was weird.
2004?
I'm 04 from high school, 08 from college.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was just like, it's kind of a shit show, but whatever.
Yeah, it's all good. Graduated college like 6 years ago, and the thing was is that it's amazing that within 6 years, like when I was in college, and like you, probably the same for you, that was a thing.
Totally.
Like, there was a guy that we went to school with that never came out. We all knew he was gay.
Yeah.
Never came out, never made a thing of it. But it was like the kind of the hush-hush thing we talked about.
Totally.
And this kid has gone on to great success in his career.
Yeah.
And is still doing great.
Right.
And because of that, I'm not going to bring up his name. But But, like, just to think that, like, but now I talk to kids today that are younger than me, and that it's, like, not even a thing. They don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And it's that first sign that, like, we're from a different generation.
Totally.
That, like, you have to even have that conversation with your sister, and she's like, why do you care? But, like, you have to understand. I grew up in a different time.
I totally agree.
Like.
And I wish, I'm kind of jealous. I envy her in a lot of ways that she doesn't have that. Because, like, for me, it's been a challenge in a lot of ways for a while. And, like, I did have that experience in college with, like, the sneaking around and not coming to terms with it. And I'm still, like, in some ways, like, not entirely open in my personal life with my professional life. So, you know, I still sort of, like, walk that tiptoed line.
Well, let me ask you this question. Yeah. Now, because I feel like, because it's so weird that we're in between these two.
Sure.
Because 10 years older than us, super care about it.
Sure.
10 years younger than us, don't give a crap.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like don't care, but are on this weird
cusp,
like,
of like
having to balance it because of these people that are above us.
Totally.
So is that why you feel like you have to be a little
that's
more
tiptoeing around work? That's a good question. I guess I haven't really like thought of it in that way, but that does make a lot of sense when you put it like that. I think for me at work, so I work in sales, and I certainly like my career, my profession is very straight. You know, like it's a heteronormative work environment, which is fine. I mean, obviously, like HR makes it illegal for anybody to like actually, you know, do anything about it. But I work in an environment that is very like straight, you know, like is the norm. And so I am working with a lot of older, you know, men and women, mostly men, but that are of, I think, an older time, that maybe aren't as like they are a little probably more sheltered in their views. And I think I do kind of have one foot in, one foot out of like, I'm the next wave of like, you know, maybe I could be somebody that could show them like, wow, like this girl is, you know, like
good at her job.
Yeah. Like it doesn't make any difference that she has a girlfriend or whatever. So I wish in a lot of ways, I think that I hope to make that step, whether I stay here or change jobs, but to be able to bridge that gap, because I think it's, you know, a better way to be, you know, if I'm trying to be as authentic and honest as possible, then that shouldn't have like,
but it
limitations.
Also shouldn't come up, really.
Sure. Well, like, that's the other thing is I sort of have to walk the line of like, well, like I'm there to do a job and like my personal life isn't necessarily the focal point of what I'm doing here. But since I am in sales, like relationships are hugely important and communication is hugely important. So, you know, to be, you know, 3/4 authentic is not necessarily like a comfortable feeling for me. You know, 3/4 being like a random fraction I just thought of, but you know, like whatever, you know, not 100%
being like 119.
Exactly. But you know, it's like, if you're, you know, if you're, I'm a pretty like open book except for this one part. And so I think that if you,
well, so do people at work know? Or
well, I mean, I would have to, there, I have a handful of friends who are like my real friends from life that like do know, obviously it's just, I don't talk about it at work. And it's been something I've been working on actively.
They might know now if they listen to this.
I mean, of all the listeners, but yeah. So, I mean, it's not something that I would be like, I wouldn't, if somebody brought it up to me, I wouldn't say like, I wouldn't avoid it, but it's not anything that's come up really. Like people don't ask if I have a boyfriend. And so I don't feel the need to tell them I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
And I'm definitely younger than a lot of my counterparts. Like I was able to, you know, move up quickly in my job. And so I feel like, you know, most of the guys I work with are married with kids, you know, obviously to a woman. So they are, I think just like, oh yeah, she's probably just like 28 and single, like running around, or assume that like I just sort of don't talk about my personal life, or assume that I have a girlfriend because they know, which is also fine because they don't treat me any differently. Well, it's just not an interface that I'm having.
Well, what do you do with like company outings and stuff like that?
I don't have like a guest.
So like the holiday Christmas party,
we like really don't do much stuff like that. Okay. A lot of our stuff is client based, so it's like me taking clients out to show them a good time. So it's much less about like my personal life and much more about them. And I find that, I mean, obviously, case in point, people like to talk about themselves. So typically, I can defer, like I can like change the focus, fairly quickly to somebody else and seem like I'm being a good listener, when partially I'm being a good listener and partially I'm being
like,
don't ask me what I'm doing.
Interesting.
So yeah, I mean, it's pretty fucked up when you say it like that, but
no, I mean, but
I don't like think about it too much, I guess. It's become like a pretty, it's like a habit, I guess, at this point.
Well, but, yeah, but I don't think it's anything like, there's nothing wrong with that because you're there to do your job.
Right.
It's not about you.
Yeah. I guess the relation, like if I was at my desk and I got in at 9 and I left at 6 and I just worked on spreadsheets, mm-hmm. that would be one thing. But I think because my job is so social and relationship driven that it does, you know, bring challenges to, you know, a lot of it's like, where do you live? Where are you from? What do you do? Mm-hmm. Are you with someone? Like that's the, mm-hmm. you know, I think the primary, like those are the touch points. So.
Well, then my question is that then like. Where's the line of honesty then?
Too? Sure.
Because clearly, if you're dealing with a, and I'm not to say that everyone old in an older generation feels this way, but if you're dealing with a client that is of an older generation,
sure,
that you don't know, like
yeah.
you just being like, yeah, I'm not straight,
yeah.
would be like, and done,
yep,
never dealing with you
again,
blah, blah, blah,
yeah, totally,
like. As much as you want to be honest and true to yourself, like you still need to bring
sure
food home.
Yeah, totally.
Like a roof over your head.
I think that that's like the, you know, the easiest way to shelter that, like to make myself feel better about not being honest is like to be like, well, you know, I'm here to do a job and my job is to bring in money. And God forbid I, you know, had exposed this part of myself that somebody did have a problem with, but uh-huh. which obviously is illegal, but
yeah.
like obviously, you know, not necessarily like the way that the law is written is the way that people behave and think and operate.
Yeah.
And so to your point, like, God forbid I have this big client who does a lot of business with me and then they find out that I have a girlfriend and they are like up in arms as some, you know, person who's like totally against that. And that could affect, you know, the money I'm able to bring home to support me and, you know, us and, you know, hopefully our family someday. So I think that that's kind of an antiquated idea that I use as like a fear to protect myself from having to be honest,
yeah.
Because I'm scared of the results instead of probably just trusting in the process and knowing that, you know, the most authentic version of who I am is probably, you know, who I'm meant to be at all times.
Yeah.
I typically use the barometer of like, in this situation, would I tell someone that I had a boyfriend? And if I would feel comfortable having a boyfriend in the conversation and I choose not to tell anyway, that's kind of like my ding, ding, ding of like, you're like, I'm not being honest here.
Okay.
Which comes up and it's a challenge,
yeah.
but like you said, like kind of for the most part, it's like, I can kind of get away with being at work, you know, and not having a personal life, in the forefront
mm-hmm.
and changing the focus to somebody else.
Yeah. See, I just think you guys should just adopt me. And
I know.
And then I'll pay rent.
Baby Chris. Great. Yeah. Yay! That'd be the best. We could, yeah, we could definitely adopt a 28-year-old 28. Kid.
I'll be 29 in June.
Oh my God, me too.
Right.
What's your birthday? June 19th.
June 16th.
Oh my God, birthday podcast.
We're the same person.
This is great. Geminis, yeah.
Yeah, Geminis. Yeah.
Geminis. Anyway, yeah, so that's like, I guess, how I sort of handle work on the day-to-day.
We're like a week apart in every aspect.
I
love it.
We really are. That's
like,
pretty wild.
Yeah.
616 is a good... 61686 is a good birthday.
Sure.
61986 is like kind of similar, but I feel like 61686 is pretty sick.
We both love women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We both love women. Yes. By the
we
way, who
coming.
You're hearing in the background is...
Oh, yeah, it's my girlfriend on the... on the... What's that called? No, shut up. The peanut gallery.
Peanut gallery. Yeah.
Hey, like, peanuts.
That's called the couch.
I know.
Darling.
We'd love to have her join if she feels so inclined.
If she
do you feel like you have anything to participate in, Allie, that you feel like you want to contribute?
Maybe.
Yeah, you want to
come slide over
bring over this
Allie,
microphone.
Everybody
bring on Allie.
I love that you make a theme song for everybody.
I can't stop singing.
She loves to sing.
Yeah.
I didn't
well,
take
Allie's
musical theater.
Come over.
I actually did do musical theater once.
Did you? What show did you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, Little Shop of Horrors.
Who were you? Were you Audrey?
I was the plant. I was like the plant.
What?
Yeah.
What? You were the... Wait.
Yeah, because
you
it, there was like
feed
a...
me?
Oh, yeah. Feed me.
Are
yeah,
you
it was pretty...
Are you,
no, I'm dead serious. It was like
me?
A summer thing. It was pretty
Dear,
fucked up.
What?
Yeah. No, it was like... So there was a huge plant, like...
Yeah, I know
mechanism
this.
That I was like so intrigued by. I was like, I want to be
you
the plant.
You were the voice of the plant?
No, I was like
oh,
the fly trap.
Oh,
like,
you were
the plant.
Like,
I made it move.
Oh,
I was like inside that shit.
Oh, I made that bitch move. I thought you were the voice of the plant.
Well, that
well,
too.
What she does when I like want to make dinner. She's
yeah.
like, feed me.
Okay.
So it does happen. It does happen.
Well, hi, Allie. How are
you? Hi, I'm great.
Welcome over.
Thank you.
Carla just ran away from the...
She went to go get some food.
Oh, okay.
She went to feed me.
I thought she was the voice of the plant, which would have been even, even better. But cool. So did you have anything you wanted to add to that whole thing that she just said? Or?
No, I mean, I kind of, you know, agree with what she's saying. I think her work life is pretty tough to navigate. I work in a really progressive school, probably one of the most progressive schools in Manhattan. I'm a third grade teacher.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And my school... by nature is just like really progressive in every way that you can imagine. And so, you know, like we have assemblies at school where we're like celebrating different types of families.
That's amazing.
And like we talk about like what the letters LGBTQ mean to our kids.
What is the Q? Queer. Thank you.
Queer.
Sorry.
Queer. Sometimes people say questioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
the Q is a new one to me. I was like, wait a second, when did we add a letter?
So many letters. It's like basically the alphabet.
Yeah.
So
because I want can there be like an A ally? Because like
ally would be a good one.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's like the LGBTQ, we used to have like rainbow. Yeah. We had like a rainbow club at my high school that was like supposed to be like gay, like a gay straight alliance.
Yeah.
Which in retrospect is like really odd. Anyway.
Because I consider myself definitely an ally.
Sure. I mean, I think at this point, like, it's definitely
straight but not narrow.
Straight but not narrow. That's a good one. I never
heard
that.
You've never heard that before?
No, straight but not narrow.
Yeah, that's like what allies say. We're like, we're straight, but we're not narrow-minded.
Like straight but not narrow-minded?
Yeah.
Okay. I was picturing
that's
straight,
so funny,
but like...
I'm like not straight and narrow-minded, which is like way worse.
You're straight
not
and
straight
narrow-minded.
And narrow.
Not straight and narrow.
Get thee to another age.
I'm in trouble. But Allie's not. Allie's great.
But I feel like also third grade, I mean, teaching in my mom's an elementary school teacher. And like, I mean, I think the only reason that people knew that she had kids was because we went to that elementary school. Like, I don't think it's something that really comes up.
Well,
Mrs. Johnson, Timmy is doing well in math and I sleep with women. Great.
Totally.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like,
it's like a non.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your school kind of makes it. Social
makes
issues
it a conversation.
Are
yeah.
Their,
yeah.
Are kind of
but even
purpose.
Still, but that conversation probably has nothing to do with you. Like, it's just like, we're going to have a conversation about this being in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happen to be a part of that, but it's not about your lifestyle.
And
but
you know,
you
the
do
funny
bring
thing
it in.
Is, we do try to make these conversations authentic and relatable to not only the world around them, but, you know, to families that they know and teachers they know in the school. But, you know, it is funny because a lot of times we've realized my co-teacher in third grade with me is married to a woman.
Uh-huh.
And so she has talked about her wife, like she says, my wife Kelly, and the kids are, you know, very aware that this conversation happens pretty repeatedly. And we had a funny experience last year where at the end of the year we were kind of sitting in a circle talking about what our summer plans were, and my co-teacher was like, you know, I'm getting married to Kelly this summer, so she was my fiance, but she's going to become my wife. And one of the kids in the class raised his hand and he was like, so does that mean you're going to become gay? And she's like, well, you know, I've
that's
been
amazing.
Gay this whole time. And I've told you about my fiance, who is a girl, probably 10 times. And then it goes to show you, like, you know, it goes right over their head,
well,
even
kids
at that age.
Are you talking about that? Do you guys listen to Aziz Ansari's stand-up at all?
I have, yeah.
He has this great bit where he talks about kids don't care about gay marriage and stuff. They're like, they're literally like, what, two dudes get married? I don't care. I'm watching every single movie ever right here on my like on my phone. And it's the truth. Like they're like, okay, great. And they like run away. They're
totally.
Like,
don't care.
Yeah. I wonder where the flip happens. Like
I think
when
the exposure,
you
know, like because I think that when it's not talked about, it's
but I feel like but that's the thing is that I feel like even like our grandparents, at some point, like just child's minds are so pure and so like, I don't care.
Yeah, totally.
Like,
I think that's a legit.
There has to come a point where a switch flips.
Sure.
And it's all, because to me, it's all, here's the thing. I think that all of like bigotry and all that stuff is all taught.
Totally.
It's all education.
Learned, for sure.
It's like, because like you take a child and you go, you hate this, you hate this, you hate this, you hate this, you hate this. This is how I'm going to make sure my child is not a Red Sox fan.
Oh, yeah.
You hate this, you hate this, you hate this. You know, that way.
I know. Okay.
Are you a Red Sox fan?
I don't. We'll talk about it.
What is? I can't understand it
because my dad is a Red Sox fan.
No, I know,
so
but Wilma's
a
Red Sox fan too, and I thought
well,
I.
She's from Boston.
I know.
I know.
Whatever.
Anyway,
that was
yeah.
the last episode.
No, it's okay. It's just
matter.
Baseball. We're still friends.
I'm going to opening day for the
I totally get it.
So
I went
excited.
To opening day last year for the Red Sox, but I totally get it. Anyway,
I've actually always wanted to go to Fenway Park.
But. It is pretty special, but so I agree that these are learned traits. I think that we're born they're not, nobody is like, every one of us, I think, has the capacity to like love and be loved. And it's certainly not something that somebody like thought intrinsically to do until they see it. And I think parents, you're right, are the biggest, you know, the first person that you look to be like, what, how should I behave, or the, what should I do?
Yeah.
So, and then school, I think, and your friend group would probably be the second and third, depending on the order. But, you know, I think that those, like those communities, you know, your family community, your school community, your friend community are your indicators for, you know, what behavior is representative of what is tolerable and acceptable.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Allie's school creates a pretty awesome, I mean, it's like one of those like schools that you like, it's outrageous that it exists.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's called the Ideal School.
The Ideal School.
It's an it's an acronym. It's like unbelievable.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's really great though. And I think that, and that's the thing is that I like, I do have hope for the future, because I know we're still debating this whole, you know, like Religious Freedom Act that's going on in Indiana and like gay marriage and stuff too. And I, you know, it's one of those things that like, we just need to stay patient.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's just going to, inevitably people are just not going to care anymore.
Well, the good news is that at some point the people that do care are going to die.
Yeah.
You know, like, unfortunately, like that's realistically, like, you know, people are always like concerned about the future and all this stuff. It's like the people with the older ideas, the thing about people with old ideas is they get old and they die out. And so, you know, those old ideas become extinct unless they are continued to be passed down. Yeah. And with more exposure, hopefully they won't be.
And something I think that we really try to teach at my school is that, you know, it has nothing to do with whether or not you think that it's a choice, whether or not you think it's right or wrong, whether or not your religion believes in it. It really is about just the fact that people deserve the same rights, regardless of skin color, regardless of their orientation, regardless of whatever makes them different. So it's really not about us teaching the kids that, like, you know, this is a choice or this is not a choice or this is right or wrong. It's really just about that everyone deserves the same rights.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about legal issues, like, that's where the issue comes in.
Yeah. I love it.
I know. It's like literally 8 years old.
So,
it's like,
you know, so that's what makes it a little tough, I guess, when we think about our work environments, because I work at a very progressive environment. She works in a place that is pretty much the opposite of that.
Yep.
You know, so I recognize that it's a lot easier for me to be comfortable and open, but it's something also too that, like, if you make it natural in a conversation, just like, oh, my girlfriend and I did this weekend, or like, oh, where are you going over spring break? Oh, my girlfriend and I are going to Turks and Caicos. Like, you can kind of like naturally kind of put that in there.
Turks and Caicos. Exactly.
That's
peas and carrots.
Yeah, it goes. It goes. Connecticut, Beirut, Egypt, Cairo, Turkmenistan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos, yes. yeah, no, it's, I think for me, like, you know, Allie's absolutely right. It's, you know, something about this topic and whatever is like the more that you make it, the less of a big deal you make it, the less of a big deal it is to anybody else.
Well, and that's why, you know, and it's like you said, it's not even that they'll die out, is it? Eventually people will beat them.
Yeah.
You know, and like, and it's already starting to happen. You're getting a younger generation of people that are coming up. Like,
sure.
We're getting to the point where we can start running for senator.
Yeah, I know. It's outrageous.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It really is.
Yeah.
And also.
Because I'm assuming, Ellie, you're around the same age as us.
I'm actually only 25, but.
Well.
Close enough.
The baby over here is. Yeah.
Do you need a nap, baby? she's a baby. Cougar.
You're a cougar?
I'm a cougar, yeah, because I'm a cougar. 28.
Yeah. Yes, such, so such the cougar.
So much older. Oh my god. I actually found a gray hair the other day.
There's one in my brutal. in my
in your beard?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, they're there.
That's so weird.
It's, well, I talked to
I didn't mean it like that.
I talked to my dad and I was like, Dad, when did you start noticing gray hairs? And he was like, oh, my beard, like around your age. And
no,
I was like, no
way.
Yeah. I'm actually okay with it.
Really?
I'm
salt and pepper's hot.
I'm very excited for it.
Totally.
Because I'm also in a really weird part of my type right now where I'm kind of like, I'm too old to play young people and I'm too young to play old people.
Oh, interesting.
So.
Okay. Well, facial hair always helps, I feel like.
Well, that's why I have it right now.
Right?
I think the salt and pepper, I'll look very...
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. Yeah.
Push it.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah, I'm excited. I'm a little excited for it. I'm excited for my 30s, to be honest.
I totally agree. I think the 20s are brutal.
I wasted most of my
20s. Totally. So I don't remember most of my 20s, so... It's been a ride.
It's been something.
I know. Something else. I think 30, I don't know. I think that, like, that old, like, oh my God, like, I'm turning 30. Like, I just think that's very antiquated, especially as people live longer.
Yeah.
and, you know, ideally, you know, and they have a longer life expectancy and more years to live. I think it's, you know, it's only, you know, it's just 30 is less of your, it's certainly not the, I hope, the middle, you know, like, I think it's, you're still getting up, getting started.
Well, middle age is like 50, right?
Yeah. 40s, I mean, 50s. Yeah, I would say, I mean, ideally I'd be love to be 80 something, you know, like grandma.
Yeah.
Like grandma too.
E.
Oh, sorry. Shit. Whatever. Well, 26.
My mom's
26.
My mom's mom.
Sorry. 1 in 26.
You're good.
Yeah. Letters.
Cool. Well, I think that's a good jumping off point.
Yeah.
And in our last, do you folks have any funny stories from
the
last couple of weeks?
How long do you have? Totally. I mean, funny stories from the last couple of weeks. Speaking of Gaydar and funny stories in the last couple of weeks, we were flying down to Turks and Caicos, and we sat next to this woman who became a good friend of ours, and we spent like the rest of the trip like hanging out with her group of friends that she flew down with. But so she, Allie and I were, you know, sitting next to each other. We're not like super PDA, and like I'd like to think that we, neither of us like look gay, like whatever that is supposed to mean. I guess that's a whole nother week's podcast. But,
part of the Gaydar stuff.
Part of the Gaydar stuff, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, she basically, she was like, oh, you know, where do you live? And like whatever. And like, you know, she was like, she actually, the funny part is, one of the funny parts is she lives two blocks away from us, like literally,
oh, crazy,
you know, like whatever, a stone's throw away. And here we are in this plane, like flying down to the Caribbean with her. But so she's like, oh yeah, you know, like where do you live? And it's like, oh, we live together on the Upper East Side, like whatever. She's like, oh, you know, like what is it? Like one bedroom, two bedroom. I was like, oh, it's one bedroom. And she was like, oh, did you guys like put up a wall? I was like, no, like
we're girlfriends.
Together. Like we're girlfriends.
Yeah. Like,
girlfriends.
She's
like girlfriends, girlfriends. Yeah, yeah. Because like she was with her group of girlfriends.
You know, and you know, in your 50s, so that doesn't confusing. Mean that you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually had a couple
scissor. So
we,
it's like,
we
oh,
we actually had a couple
okay.
funny experiences like totally. That on our yeah. trip. We met a bunch of guys
oh
that
God,
work
this
on this like charter boat.
And they were like, wait, what?
Yeah, well, no, yeah, totally. So for a while, like Carly had her back turned to me because she was talking to somebody and I was talking
this
to this guy.
Just, like,
you know, we were talking
people.
For a while and he works on this charter. And so he and his
it's
friends like wanted to invite us to like go snorkeling with them or whatever.
Basically, he's been like chatting up Allie for 25 minutes. Like, no surprise. Like,
yeah.
clearly she's like a smoke show. So he's yeah. like, yeah, you guys want to come?
Smoke
like,
show.
Yeah. She's like, so, oh yeah, like we could have a boat. We're thinking of going snorkeling tomorrow. And like, do you want to come snorkeling with me? And I like wrap my arm around Allie and I'm like, yeah, like we love to go snorkeling.
And he
with
was
you.
Like, oh, are you guys
and
like,
he was like, wait,
together?
Are you guys? Yeah.
And
we're,
we
I thought
were
you
were like,
girlfriends.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, we're girlfriends. Like, scissors.
And so we
were
like,
scissors.
Like girlfriends.
So then we were like,
so
do
like,
you still want us
yeah.
to come?
So
are we
you could
still
see,
allowed?
You could see like him in his head go like, womp, womp.
But then he kind of was like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
which is like a whole another
podcast
yeah.
of like guys being like, oh, no way, you guys are together? And it's like, yeah.
Like
yeah.
scissors.
Yeah. And
yeah.
like, oh my God, do you want to have a threesome? And we're like,
yeah.
I'm all set.
We're like,
no,
nope, we're good.
Thank you.
With each other.
I'm all
but,
set.
You know, we woke yeah. up this morning thinking the yeah. only thing missing from our relationship was your penis. Never.
Yeah,
said,
that's...
No, said yeah. us, never. not that penis isn't great. It's just monogamy is, you know, the I think the bigger part of the relash.
Yeah.
You know, that's like the primary mm-hmm. part of our
we even had a waiter come up to us
oh,
when
yeah.
we were on the vacation we were holding hands
oh
he
my
was
god
like, are you two sisters
I was like
we're like
he was
yeah,
yeah
we're
was
watching
huge.
The sunset
yeah.
holding hands
kissing
and we're sisters
yeah like he was like this waiter like this over he was like native to the island like hilarious he was like calling everybody Mon and like he was like hey Mon you know you want another beer Mon like whatever so we're like oh my god his name's Jermaine
yeah
and we were just like wow like
and
we're this
like
guy's
no we're girlfriends
and,
he was and
like,
his
oh,
response
are you sisters? And
wait
we, yeah.
his response was nothing
goes,
wrong with that
he goes nothing
like,
wrong with
that
and he gives me like a pound like
so we're
puts,
like that is
bump.
Going to be like
I
our
like,
trademark
wow,
nothing
Jermaine.
Wrong with
you
that.
Should make sure
yeah.
scissors
yeah
nothing
exactly scissors ain't nothing wrong with that yeah
too good
which like classic South Park like you know made up that term yeah like I'm sure it's feasible for like that us, you know, like for women in general to do that sexually, but like not that was
well,
not
if
like
Orange is the New Black has taught me anything.
Yeah,
then it doesn't work.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you.
It doesn't
exactly.
really. I mean,
I wouldn't know because I don't have
things.
The parts to try that. So
totally. It's one of those things in theory that you're like, yeah, that's like a great idea, like cool, like you know, whatever. But it's just like in practice, it's just kind of like more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
I personally think it's equitable to like to 69ing, like in a hetero relationship, like. you're kind of like, yeah, this is going to be hot. And then you're kind of like, ugh, like, I just, there's just too much. Like, I want to focus on one or the other, yeah. like, either giving or taking it, you know? And it's, like, not really, I don't know. I don't find it super enjoyable.
I don't know. Because I also don't really know if I fully understand how lesbian sex works, but that's a completely different
podcast. But I also think it's different for every relationship.
Different for every relationship.
I mean, I guess that would be helpful if somebody wore, like, that scissor, nothing wrong with that shirt. Like, that would be good for Gaydar.
Yeah.
You know, like, if people walked around with that, I think you're gay.
I think, Carly, if you saw that shirt out in the wild, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'd be so psyched. That would be, like, my first tip. I mean, I think the other funny thing is, like, what was the thing that we read the other day? You were telling me, like, you saw some post where the guy was, like, when I find out that that guys are, like, find out about lesbian sex, they're, like, did you read this to me? It was like, basically he was saying, like, it was some comedian and he was like, basically when guys that are like bros are like, oh my God, like, how do you have sex when you're two girls? Like, whatever, like, you know, just being like a D-bag about it. He's like, it just makes me sad for that guy's girlfriend who's like, thinks that sex is like just jamming his dick into her. Over
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. Okay. But yeah, like there's some things that are like pretty similar, but you know, like intimacy is, you know, like, that's the game, I think.
Absolutely.
But it's, I thought that was pretty funny. But,
that's great.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty clever. Sorry for anyone whose mom is listening.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, we're big in LA right now.
So really? LA. Oh, just waking up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, well, this isn't live.
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, just whatever. LA is always just waking up from something. Hopefully. LA's cool though. Yeah. But you need a car, you know?
Yeah.
And traffic.
Yeah.
Tough.
No water.
Yeah.
Apparently. Did you guys read about that?
No.
They're like gonna run out of water in a year. Apparently.
What? Like
in California. Like, no. All California is gonna be like without water.
Like because of a drought?
They've been in a severe drought and they've been taking too much water. I was reading an article that says that like the water they're pulling up from wells now is like 25,000 years old.
No.
So it's
gross.
Like prehistoric water that they probably don't know stinks. Anything about. Like, yeah.
Probably got a lot of stuff in there.
You can read about it. It's pretty crazy.
That's wild. Yeah. I need to read the internet. I need a Google search.
Yeah, just
that.
Read the internet.
Read it.
It's like, go to the library. I'd like the internet, please. Yeah.
It really is a great place to find information.
Yeah, I like going on Yahoo and just like
Yahoo?
Reading random
you
articles.
Go on Yahoo?
Just reading random
You're
articles.
So
from
cute.
The... what?
I do a lot of my information gathering on Twitter, which I know sounds like super dumb, but like it's nice that it's pushed to you.
Mm-hmm.
So like stuff that I like to read about, like, you know, like stuff, handles that I like want to check out those. Whatever, like it's a good way for me to have it served to me
because
I couldn't be lazier.
Well, I mean, that's one way. I'm not saying that
way.
Like
sure.
I get all my news from Yahoo.
I love that you're on Yahoo.
But no, it's great because it has because it just has like a feed, so you can call up and it honestly usually like,
this broadcast brought to you by Yahoo.com. Just kidding, no sponsors.
So like, and they also usually have like random stories that are just weird things that you wouldn't expect.
It's
from
like
the news,
AOL.com. So. It's like
that
it,
doesn't
you know,
exist anymore.
It doesn't. My mother's homepage is like so antiquated. She still it like she'll like still like sign in and it says like you've got mail.
Nice.
And I'm like, wait, what?
Does it still go?
Like the router? Yeah, that was like my entire childhood.
Yeah.
It was like, get off the phone. I was in a chat room.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was like really brutal.
You might be a little too young.
I know. Allie probably didn't. She probably had like
wireless. I had call waiting.
Call waiting.
A thing on your,
we never
so
had
I
that.
Heard that noise, obviously.
Yeah.
But then you'd have the option
connecting
if somebody was calling that you could see who was calling and then it would kick you off.
Must have been nice to have money.
I know, right? Money bags over here.
Yeah, cool.
Erie, PA.
Yeah. We're from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Erie,
Northwestern PA.
Like growing up, like because my mom was a teacher, my dad installed alarms, and so we never had like we were never left wanting, but we were not like super rich.
Sure.
And so, and my mom was also very very frugal with money, which was great. And she so like we never like we were like some of the last kids to get internet. I didn't get cable TV until I was like a junior in high school.
Oh wow, nice.
Yeah, which is fine. Like I actually kind of like it because. Because now that I'm an adult, I'm not like, I need this.
Yeah, totally.
Or like, you know.
Do you like binge on like Netflix now though?
Oh, yeah.
Because like that's like the kids that their parents didn't let them have cereal that was sugary, and then they like all they eat is Frosted Flakes now.
No, I mean I don't have cable television. So
right.
All I have is
totally. I mean, Frosted Flakes are great. Don't get me wrong, Kellogg's, but I, you know.
I mean, I, you know.
Cereal's been having a tough year since gluten. Like all the everybody's like, I'm on a diet. Don't even get me on it's
that.
Unreal.
Started on that. That's it's so weird.
I know. I love gluten.
I do too.
And meat.
I'm Italian, so
I know. I'm Portuguese and like
oh,
other stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like you know everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Give some gluten. I eat pasta. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
Like my favorite is someone told me they're like, if you eat all that pasta, you're gonna get fat. I'm like, I'm Italian.
Yeah.
That's a very different thing.
Yeah.
Like it's written into our DNA.
But the, like also like give me a break. You know, yeah. Like if it's really I just the culture. I mean, health and wellness is one thing.
Yeah.
I think that that's like. You know, for longevity and for like living at your optimal state, I think that that's awesome. But in
yeah.
terms of like the dieting and like all that crap,
yeah.
I find that to be really irritating because it just doesn't feel like it's, you know, being, it doesn't seem healthy, you know,
yeah.
it really doesn't seem, if you have a gluten allergy, fine. But
yeah.
like outside of that, like the carbs are bad phenomenon is like pretty rough.
Yeah, yeah. She obviously wasn't wild about me doing a cleanse.
She did
recently,
a 25 day
so,
cleanse, which
oh,
was
Lord.
25 days too long. So.
25.
It
doesn't
yeah.
mean you have to. You
that's,
can eat whatever
that's
you want.
What she
yeah,
said
that's,
literally.
That's the funny
that's
thing is
the
she
GF would
get would really
say.
Frustrated. We'd go somewhere and I like, couldn't eat certain things, or I would
oh my
cook
God.
Certain things for dinner, and I'd be like, "You can have whatever
yeah,
you want. I'm not telling you."
That's 25 days of a free pass for you.
Exactly.
No,
and she and then she'd be like,
bro.
"Solidarity."
Yeah.
And then she'd
you
go
know?
Out to lunch and
solidarity.
Have like pizza and ice cream. She would do
I
it at lunch.
Like go and eat a pint of Ben and Jerry's while we're like watching HGTV because she would be like. Crying, so I was like, it kind
I
of.
I love ice cream.
I would be like,
that's my vice.
I would be, you know, I was trying to be respectful and cognizant of the fact that she was trying to do this ambitious thing, and I wanted to support her, so
yeah.
I didn't really partake in those things.
She just
either.
Did it when I wasn't around, so like.
Well, I mean, that's very kind of you, but
sometimes.
I also feel like dinner's fair game.
Yeah,
like just because
we eat dinner
yeah.
together a lot, though.
Yeah,
yeah.
mostly. Like I'm.
It's just because I cook it.
Yeah,
so.
But I work late. So I get home late, and she gets home early, and...
Adopt me. I'll live
adopt
right there.
Me. Yeah, you're totally welcome anytime. We'd love
now
to
we
have
you. Ice cream around. So.
Now
we've,
yeah, we went to 16
oh,
Handles
I'm,
last night.
I'm,
yeah.
I'm,
we
pizza love
and
frozen
16
yogurt.
Handles last night. Frozen yogurt Sunday.
Big fans. Are you
yeah.
a frozen yogurt guy?
I like sweet things.
Yeah, totally. Ooh,
chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Preach. I like sweet things.
Oh, cool. All right. So we always end off with
oh my
two
God.
Things.
We're at
so,
the end. No way.
Yeah. It's
wild.
Been, we're about an hour, actually.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're
I told you,
talking
it's just conversation.
About
it's great.
Stuff.
About
all,
of, all,
a,
all the
about
gay,
gay
things.
Things.
Yeah. All about the
gay,
gay
things.
Things. So one thing we do is we're going to, so for the next 2 weeks, we're going to set goals for ourselves.
Oh
and
my God.
I will check in with both of you and we'll take it on the next podcast.
But, okay. Great.
So what is one goal you want to achieve in the next 2 weeks?
Sure. yeah, I mean, right? In the next 2 weeks. I mean, I definitely have been trying on a daily basis to be honest,
mm-hmm.
you know, about my, you know, sexual orientation in all environments that I feel appropriate at work.
Okay.
Which I guess is a gray area.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that is something that I can continue yeah. to work on for the next 2 weeks.
You can do that. It can be something like that, or it also can be something more specific. Like, one of mine was to ask one person out on a date.
Oh, my God.
Out,
stop.
So.
Did you do it?
I did, yeah.
Oh, my God. How did that go?
Wow. We are still dating.
Stop.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Who?
Her name's Katie. She's.
Oh, my God. Do
her.
I know her?
That's
no.
Insane.
Oh, my God. How did you meet her?
I actually met her, like, 10 years ago at
stop.
Like a conference.
Wow.
We,
talk about a callback.
We reconnected. Sorry. I'll have to move it. Yeah, so we, yeah, we...
How's that going?
It's good. It's going really good.
That's great.
Yeah.
She sounds
she's
great.
She's great, yeah. She's a dancer. She's a
whoa.
Grad school
that
at
that sounds
NYU
great. Dancer.
She's great.
Dances body.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right, babe?
Totally.
Allie loves a good dancer's body.
And that's why she's with you. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I've never danced a day in my life. But yeah, I could go for a dancer's body. I'm trying to get one at the gym. Maybe that'll be another goal. I got to hit the gym a little harder.
Okay, so how many times in the next 2 weeks?
Seven?
You want to go 7 times in the next 2 weeks?
That's a good goal.
I think
good
that's
goal.
Legit.
That's
okay,
a good goal.
Cool. So that's your goal. So we'll come, I'll check in with you in two
yeah.
weeks.
Okay.
And then
what
about
mine
you?
Mine might actually kind of be the opposite of that. Because I'm... One of Carly's complaints, I think... is that sometimes I talk about like health and wellness stuff a little bit too much.
So mean.
So, you know, I'm like very active, love going to the gym, and sometimes I can be a little annoying if I don't make it there.
Not necessarily. This makes it sound really mean.
But anyway, so I recently had a minor procedure done. I had to get some stitches, so I'm pretty limited on what I can do. And Carly's like, I don't really want to hear about it for the next 2 weeks that you can't work out.
I shouldn't say those words.
So Carly's going to work really hard on going to the gym 7 times, and I'm going to try my best not to bitch and complain if I can't go as much as I would like
it's
to.
It's more just self-love. Regardless of whether you're going to the gym.
Well, hey, you know, but the thing is that if that means, in her head, if that means bitch and complain, that's what
absolutely
that means.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool. All right, so my goal for the next 2 weeks.
Katie.
I don't know.
Making out with Katie. Smooching.
That's
first
just
kiss.
Okay. All right.
Another podcast.
You let him talk.
Okay, great.
That's already happened. Don't worry. I think I have a lot of auditions coming up. So I think one callback. I want to try and get one callback. That's my goal. If that happens, great. If it doesn't. So.
That's a great goal.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'll be thinking about you.
Yeah. And I'll be thinking about you and all the gym.
Oh my God. Ew. That's such a lame goal. I know. Yeah. You know me. That's the sound I make at the gym. You look like me working out.
It's because we're weak. Because we really are just you know, I'm the male version of you, basically.
Yep, totally.
Cool. All right. So normally Wilma, at the end of this, will give like a final thought or like a thing to think about for the next 2 weeks. And I will do my best to try and fill her shoes because she's so much better at this than I am.
No way.
But so I would say that, you know, just coupling off of what we talked about, I think that the most important thing to take out of all of this is that no matter where you come from, who you love, what you are, we're all the same. When it gets down to like the base level of it, we're all people. We all have wants. We all have needs. We all have fears. We all have doubts. So at the end of the day, we just got to love each other and take care of each other, because if we don't take care of each other, then we're all going to just, it's not, the world is not a good place unless we take care of each other. So, you know, I'm happy that you teach at a school that's very progressive like that, that's already sitting in and still. And I'm sure that you will figure out how to navigate your job in the way that is. Yeah, it's just take care of each other, love each other, be honest. Honesty is the key to everything. Lying will get you nowhere. Honesty will get you
Amen.
You know what?
Amen. Amen.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Is it scissors or scissor ring?
Scissoring. The act of.
Well, no, because I think you were like, yeah, because we're like scissors.
Yeah, I was like scissors. Like yeah. I like yeah. was like scissors. Yeah, like girlfriends.
Like
you know,
scissors.
Like showed him like indicated what that looks like.
Is that is it like the sign language for girlfriends?
Yeah, like
I mean,
girlfriends
instead of.
I don't know.
Like,
yeah,
that.
I mean, I get that's like the other one that would not be so good. America, you can wonder what we're doing over here. Yeah, but I mean, that's it gets a point across. It's pretty to the point.
We're going to make a t-shirt. Scissors.
Straightforward.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. No, not that there's
we
got to
be careful. I think that's different enough that the Seinfeld people won't sue us.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, was there a Seinfeld thing?
Yeah.
Not my generation.
You don't, whoa.
Sorry.
I know.
There's an episode where someone thinks that Jerry and George are gay. And their whole line is like, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Totally.
Yeah. Amazing. Seinfeld was like,
I don't want to be a pirate.
I know. Yeah. Amazing.
You should watch it. It's
fantastic.
Yeah,
Larry David is really.
I've definitely seen some episodes here and there. But I probably watched a lot more episodes of Friends than I did Seinfeld.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. That different generation.
You're the baby.
Baby.
She wants
a friend to watch Friends.
You have to put her down as a friend.
Yeah. She goes to sleep watching Friends every night.
I do that, so whatever.
I know, me too.
All right, well, I think that's it. We did it.
This is great.
We did it.
Thanks for having us.
America,
thanks. We'll see you next week, folks.
Have a great day.